Wisconsin would not be the first state to enact a 10% ethanol mandate. A similar law has been on the books for about 9 years in Minnesota, where David Colesrud manages a farmer-owned ethanol plant. He likes the requirement because it sends a message to farmers that the government is on board with ethanol, and he says it's good for farmers, especially those who invest in ethanol plants.
They're not sitting there all shook up over the next farm bill, or what if I lose my safety net, or what if this goes away. They found out that by investing in their own plants and getting some of the revenue, whether it be wind or biodiesel or ethanol, that they can get the money out of the marketplace and rather than out of the government.
But where Colesrud sees economic opportunity, Wisconsin's largest business group sees trouble. Scott Manley is the director of environmental policy for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He says the trouble with adding more ethanol to Wisconsin's gas is that it will produce more nitrous oxides, or NOx. Manley's concern is that this would worsen ozone problems in eastern Wisconsin. He says this would put pressure on businesses like power plants to cut back on their own emissions, even though the extra pollution isn't their fault.
They are going to artificially increase the cost of doing business in Wisconsin in a manner that other states are not going to see.
The end result, Manley says, is that people will lose their jobs. Sponsors say that's a false concern because the plan would automatically cancel itself out if it looks like it's going to keep so-called ozone attainment zones from hitting their marks. The ethanol mandate has spurred some unlikely alliances at the Capitol. It's one of the rare occasions when the Sierra Club agrees with big business. The Sierra Club says not only would the mandate boost NOx levels, it would also require enormous amounts of virgin groundwater to produce ethanol. And it would increase industrial-style corn production, which generally requires more fertilizer and other farm chemicals to grow. Others say the environmental benefits are more numerous. Brett Halsey lobbies for a renewable energy organization, as well as the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association.
Ethanol reduces carbon monoxide poisoning pollution 170 million pounds a year. That's the pollutant that killed those miners in West Virginia. It reduces benzene, which causes cancer in kids. It reduces formaldehyde, which will pickle your brain. And it reduces carbon dioxide. So on balance, ethanol is a cleaner fuel.
What may get the most attention from lawmakers is whether or not this measure is in the best interest of consumers. Elkhorn GOP Senator Neil Kedzie says the state has no business requiring a fuel additive that the free market can't support on its own.
We are continually talking about mandate relief, mandate relief, mandate relief. But this is the largest mandate that I've seen proposed in quite some time, and this just doesn't sound like the Republican Party to me either.
But Dodgeville Assembly Republican sponsor Stephen Friess says that ignores the fact that every gallon of gasoline sold in Wisconsin already adheres to other government mandates.
Every single gallon. You can't put lead in it anymore. It has to have a certain sulfur content or below a certain sulfur content and a variety of other things. So what we're doing in the mandate that we already have in our state is changing one of the ingredients. And it's the only ingredient that is grown in Wisconsin or America.
Friess says ethanol is a way for Wisconsin and the U.S. to establish energy independence from overseas oil, not to mention big oil companies. The proposal appears to have the votes necessary to pass the Senate's Agriculture Committee. If the full Senate signs off, Governor Jim Doyle has promised to sign it into law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.